Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm still in Curacao. I have not left yet because Christmas in Curacao has been so much fun. We decided to, extend our little adventure. Actually, where we left off last week was we were kind of diving from the center of the island to the east side of the island. Now, since then, we've crossed over the floating bridge there at Williamstad, the famous bridge, unbelievable area. It's all lit up with lights and stuff. And we've crossed over to the west side. Now, we're still kind of, in the center of the island here with Gobi Divers. I have Angela. Angela, how are you?
Hi, Greg. Very good. Thank you. Thank you for your visit also with us here.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what. We came over here and we figured we got to get around the island as much as we can. And you just can't do that in one show. So we had to supersize Scuba Radio and carry it into 2 weeks of Christmas. So it's like a big festive thing that we're doing. I'm really loving it. And we did a dive with Gobi Divers here. Still, like I said, kind of from the center, slightly west from downtown. And I got to tell you, this might have been the best dive we've done yet. I mean, it really is spectacular. Not to knock anything that we haven't done already. It's been great every single dive. Every place we've went has had something unique to that particular thing, whether it's, diving with scooters or, diving for lionfish on the east end and that kind of thing. But here we did a very unique dive. We had, what's your name again?
My name is Ima.
Ima, right. See, I couldn't remember that from 5 minutes ago, but... But Ema was our dive guide here at Gobi Divers, and she said, we're going to do, well, first she said, how is your air consumption? We said, well, we breathe it, and we can make it last, long enough, hopefully. She said, okay, well, if you guys have pretty good air management, we will go on a unique kind of dive here, work the current here off the house reef at Gobi Divers, and kind of work a wall. And then we'll show up in the shallows and kind of hit three dive sites at once. And sure enough, that was the case. And really got some real amazing diversity in landscape, but also marine life. This was this dive that we did, we saw like all kinds of turtles and all the critters that you expect to see in the Caribbean on one single dive. So is this your favorite dive there? What do you think?
Of course, so far, yes. It is a really nice dive, so we love it. And every time you go into the water, I mean, we dive over here every day. Every time you go, you see different kind of stuff.
Right. Now, where were the gobies? Did we see any gobies? They were there, I guess, somewhere, right?
Yeah, sure. Actually, the gobies over here, they are smaller, and they have like a yellow stripe in it. The one that we have over here.
Right, on the logo, yeah.
This is the Pacific, so we need to make like a logo, something nicer. But the ones that we have over here, those are smaller.
Okay, I'm sure they were there because I saw so many fish. It was crazy. On one part of the dive, there's actually like a double reef. So they have two parallel reef lines, perpendicular to the beach that you walk off and see. And we went out to the other one, floated down the wall, and then we see these turtles. I'm like filming with my GoPro, and I got like three turtles in the shot. That was spectacular, was it not, Pup?
It was absolutely amazing. I love the turtles, as you know. They're just so much fun to see. And we saw, I think, like seven on that one dive alone. But the reefs are parallel to the beach, not perpendicular.
No, well, they're parallel with each other, but perpendicular to when we're walking out, right? No?
No.
Well, I mean, when I'm walking out, I'm walking into them, so they're perpendicular to me, not the beach. Exactly. So that I'm right, Angela, right?
You're right.
Yeah, see? Don't ever try to question me.
Perpendicular to the shore to get to the reef.
Exactly. See? That's what she understood, and she doesn't speak as good as English as you. So there you go. Well, Angela, how common is it to see turtles like that? Are they like resident turtles, or it just depends on the day, or what?
They're resident turtles. Yeah, and they love to just lay down and be resting on the specifically some soft corals, like just hammocks. I don't know.
Yeah, they just hang out, take a snooze. You know, I saw one that was cruising by her, and it just kind of came up and just said, floated down by under like a brain coral or a barrel sponge or something, and just said, this looks like a good spot. Yeah. I'll hang out. And he just cruised under there. I got up there, got my shot. He was very photogenic. It worked out really well. So I got some great stuff. And then, you know, we took the dive, and as we, you know, floated down the reef, and checked out the wall. I mean, the coral growth just really, really prolific. It's really impressive. And then we ended up in this shallow area where, I don't know what you call that. Is that an area? What do you, like the garden or what?
Factory. The water factory.
The water factory. Okay, so they like a... Well, okay, like a water desalinization plant. Okay, gotcha. And so we end up there, and oh my God, it opened up, and the sun was out, and we're like in 10, 15 feet of water, and there are schools of juvenile fish and all kinds of critters all over the place. That looked really, really amazing. And I would imagine, yeah, I mean, that looked like some of the most healthy reef I've seen in the entire Caribbean. I'm guessing you would agree with that as well, right, Angela?
Yeah, a lot of people tell me the same. When they dive in a different place of the Caribbean and here, they tell that they haven't seen such a health coral reef and a lot of diversity and on the same reef like this part of the reef.
Yeah, and you know, as we were reaching the end of our dive, we saw a cool little jellyfish. What did we figure that out? What was that, Tiffany? What kind of jellyfish was it? You pulled out the Reef ID book. You guys don't remember what it was?
It was the upside down
jellyfish. We'll go with that. Mangrove jellyfish, right. Yeah, so that was kind of cool. Just a different type of, you know, critters and things. But, man, the schools of juvenile fish are there. It was just raining fish all over us. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool indeed. So you guys have been here for how long, Angela?
We have been at this spot for 4 years now.
Four years. So this is the house reef that you guys have kind of adopted, and as part of that, you look out for it and keep it cleaned up, reef cleaning. You know, one of the cool things here in Curaçao that we found out on our visit is that each dive operator has adopted their house reef right in front of their operation, and like once a month, they get with Project Aware from Patty and sponsor a reef cleanup and just kind of keep an eye on it, right?
Exactly, and also every dive we do keep it clean as
keep
well.
It good. Yeah. Keep it good and clean and pretty for the divers.
And we are very fortunate that it's not that much trash in there.
Anyway. Yeah, well, the current that you have here, we haven't experienced much current everywhere else we've dove. Is that a kind of a consistent thing where we are right here, where you guys have like currents fairly often? I mean, it wasn't a strong current, but we kind of went out, drifted down the beach.
We can have a little current.
Yeah.
Often. Yeah.
And that just kind of keeps things flushed out, I guess, as well for you guys right here.
But
yeah, a little bit.
Bringing things, so.
It brings in, brings in cool animals maybe too,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, the fish like that. You know, they have more current, more fish. That's what I've heard before. But I don't know if that's the case here. But I'll tell you what, it's definitely one of the dive sites here in Curaçao that you want to have on your list. And that would be called just the Gobi Diver House Reef. Is that right?
Yeah. Officially, it's also known as the Double Reef.
The Double Reef, right, that runs parallel with the beach. But if you're walking out to it, you're perpendicular to the reef. Yes, just to be clear. Yeah, you know, if you didn't figure this out, I failed geography or geometry. What is that?
Geometry.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. Yeah, I failed them both. Geography. It doesn't matter. I failed the G's. I just specialized in, like, radio, which I don't excel very much in that either. But anyway, we are having a good time and really love what we've seen so far. They can go to gobi-divers.com and find out about your operation, right?
Exactly.
Do you guys do anything special for Christmas, by the way? Like yeah, Santa Claus? Yeah, I mean, did he visit you? Yeah. Did he?
He was taken care of.
What did Santa Claus bring you? Did he bring you stuff?
Yeah, it's just I'm going to dress all up in Santa Claus.
She's going to dress up as Santa Claus. Okay, well, but what about Santa Claus? The Santa Claus, he didn't round you up, throw you in a sack and send you to Spain, which is what we were worried about last week.
Actually, over here, you need to behave really good.
Right.
And you will get gifts. So
we're here to kind of bring her down. Next year, she's going to be shipped off to Spain. I think it's the odds are higher hanging with this rowdy crew. Well, look, goby-divers.com. We got more coming up with our Christmas in Curacao adventure next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You stink. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Dear Santa, bring me a manta. That's all I want for Christmas this year. Don't need snow or mistletoe. A sleigh full of presents for a bunch of little reindeer. I've been thinking about sinking down into the briny blue. A nice warm day in a big old man array. Make my Christmas wishes come true.
That's really about the only thing we have not seen here in Curacao is a manta. But I think it's just a matter of time. If we stayed here longer, chances are we would make that manta for Christmas come true. I have no doubt Santa would deliver here in Curacao. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm with the Scuba Cowboy who did that song. And, of course, you can pick up that particular ditty at thescubacowboy.com. Another little gift idea for the Christmas person on your list. Also, Mermaid Tiffany with me. And we have now moved to the west side of Curacao to dive with Bahia Apartment and Divers and Peter. Peter is the guy, and I'll tell you what, this guy has many talents beyond diving, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But we just did a dive here at their house reef at Bahia Diving, and I got to say, Peter, once again, the bar keeps getting raised higher and higher with every dive we do, and you delivered the goods, my friend. Is that typical, what we just experienced off right in front of your complex here?
Yes, it was a typical dive. This is basically what you see on every dive. Just nice and relaxed, turtles, the house reef turtle you saw, and all the critters that you see. That is basically the average dive that we can offer here.
Yeah, I got to say, it's very picturesque, too. When you enter the water, you have this little cut in the, I don't know, it's like a canyon-type beach thing, very like a lagoon they have right here by the complex. Very, very interesting look. And then you just white sand beach, kind of ease your way into the water, snorkel out a little bit, go down and work your way out to the wall. And I got to tell you, I'm swimming around. I'm seeing like this pufferfish just hanging about 3-4 feet off the top of the coral, like in midwater. And he was just looking at us like, you know, we're down there to look at them. This guy seemed to be checking us out. Is he a resident pufferfish that you have here on the reef? Is he there all the time or was that a unique thing?
No, there are about 3 or 4 pufferfish. The bigger one we didn't saw, but this one is always hanging there.
Yeah, he just, what's the deal? He's hanging like midwater. They're usually up under a ledge or by a coral head or something. This guy's just like hanging in the midwater. I was like, well, he's like, hey, yo, what's up? And I get right up there next to him, get my selfie. With the pufferfish, I mean, it was kind of cool. So you see that, you see the schools of fish, you see all these cool critters. And then, you know, we're swimming towards the end of the dive, and I'm thinking, gosh, with all the stuff that we've been seeing here in Curacao, the only thing I haven't seen yet is an octopus. And lo and behold, literally within 15 seconds of thinking that, Peter points, he goes, hey, look, octopus. He gives me the sign for the octopus. And sure enough, there's an octopus. So you have resident octopus, too.
I knew it was there.
You knew it. I figured you did. He seemed like he had a little home. And then right there we see, and he was kind of tucked in his home. You know, it was a daylight dive. I bet he comes out at night. But Mermaid Tiffany looks over about 20 feet away, and she finds another one kind of out, hanging out a little bit. So I got some really good video. I would imagine this site, not only a great dive at any time of the day, but at night, must be spectacular. Do you take night dives out there, too?
Yes, we do actually take night dives, and I don't know about the coral spawning. We had last month, we had a couple that went there on a night dive, and they were in the middle of the coral spawning.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You had some diver voyeurs, voyeurs. Well, I don't know what the proper Curacaoing way to say that is. Peeping Toms. Yes, exactly. Universal. He got it. All right. So, yeah, I mean, but that was really, really, really nice. Now, beyond all the great diving they have here at Bahia Diving in Curacao, they also have a unique twist, or at least I don't know if this became a side project for you, but you were telling me on the way there, he says, yeah, we do underwater art. So tell me about that. What is that all about?
Well, that basically started about 6 years ago. I got an invitation for the Curacao Art Festival if I wanted to implement an underwater art festival. And then I got into it, and yeah, I got hooked. I made an underwater art manual, how to do it. And now every 2 years we organize an art festival. And then we invite people around the world. And then we take them out under the water to paint.
That is something else. You know, we have come across or covered these events in the States and other places around the world where people will sink art and they'll put it on a wreck, say down in the Florida Keys, and they'll have a gallery underwater type of thing. But I've never heard of someone going down underwater on a dive and painting while they do this. And sure enough, that's exactly what you do. You use like oil painting and color so it doesn't mix with the water, but they're sitting down there on the white sand in between some reef and stuff like that. So you have your subject right there in front of you, and you guys like you know, paint the coral and all that kind of stuff, right?
Correct, yeah. This the Plein Eau Festival is that. And basically what you do is you go into nature, and then you put your easel down, and then you just paint.
Yeah, and you think this is just a hobby, but I said, well, wait. He shows me a video of him painting some staghorn coral, I believe, and I'm watching this. I said, so, you did this, and he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And before I actually surfaced, the painting was sold. I said, well, how much are you making for something like this? Like, about $450. I'm like, what? Oh, my God, we just found another way to pay for our diving. You hear what I'm saying, Peter?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's only once every 2 years.
So if you're an artist and you ever thought, you know, you could do this thing, maybe you want to take the lead from Peter here in Curacao, maybe do some underwater painting. I don't know. I never thought about that. Is that a Patty specialty? too, it's, underwater painting?
It's not a party specialty, but I have a workshop.
Okay. Yeah, so you can come here to Curacao. He'll hook you up. What do you think there, Scuba Cowboy? What did you like about this dive we just did?
This is actually one of my favorite kind of dives because you're right at that 50-foot level. It's pretty consistent the whole dive. Lots of white sand in between the corals, so it keeps everything real bright, and the visibility is just awesome. Huge variety of critters. You can just sail along, take it easy, and take your time and look at everything.
Yes. Now, do you get a lot of specialty divers here during the Christmas holiday season? Like, people want to go down with Santa hats like we've been doing this week, Peter? Or do you have Santa dives or Sinterklaas dives or anything like that, or what?
Not really.
They just come here to go on holiday.
On the east side, they're crazy like that.
Okay, the west side's more laid back.
The west side's more laid back.
All right, so, you know, there's an east coast, west coast thing, I guess, in Curacao, just like there is in the state. So they're more laid back, like, yo, dude, let's go dive. It's kind of like that?
Correct.
Okay, fair enough. And you're from where?
I'm from Amsterdam.
All right, so, and you left there, like, all these stories seem to be the same. The guys grew up in Holland. And they, you know, got their education there and then say, hey, we want to get out of Dodge. We want to go out and live on an island. And they end up here. Is that kind of what happened to you?
Yeah, that is how it happened for me.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. I left almost 18 years ago, traveled 7 years, and then I ended up here.
Very nice. Now, what about you when you're living here and you're diving every day, showing people from around the world what you have to offer here in Curacao? What tickles your fancy? As far as marine life and that kind of stuff. Any particular type of critter?
The octopus I like, and the turtles.
And the turtles. And they never get old. No. So there you go. And the website for Bahia Diving is what?
BahiaApartmentsAndDiving.com.
BahiaApartmentsAndDiving.com. There you go. And we got more coming up from Curacao next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, we are having so much fun in Curacao for Christmas, which is the bonus. You know, they got two Christmases here, and we are celebrating like, I've never celebrated the holidays before. I mean, if you think you can't celebrate Christmas in a Caribbean island like Curacao, then you just haven't done it, because I'm telling you, you get the vibe, the whole thing. And it just feels good. It brings people together. Now, I'm Greg the Dive Master. Of course, I got Mermaid Tiffany with me and the Scuba Cowboy. Tiffany, are you feeling festive?
Absolutely. I don't even want to go home. I've been talking to some people, and they're like, oh, I hope you're finding reasons to come visit our home. I'm like, heck, I'm trying to find reasons why I shouldn't go back home myself.
True. So true. Have you been a good or bad mermaid this year? What do you think? I know the answer, but I'd like to know what you think.
Shh, you're not supposed to tell anyone that I was taken away to Spain, okay? I paid off, who was it?
Sinterklaas.
Okay.
Yeah. She doesn't even know who she paid off. She just paid some guy off in the street and what?
No, it's not. Never mind.
You did pay him off. You paid him off so they wouldn't, you know.
It's the helpers.
The helper. You paid off one of Sinterklaas's helpers. Understood. All right. The Scuba Cowboy, the same. You've been good this year, with the exception of, you already got an early Christmas present.
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I have been good, and I've been trying to do my part to help out and cull the lionfish off the reef, but we had a minor incident, and it was definitely of my own accord. I'm not going to give the lionfish the win on this one, but as a rule, when I shoot, I use a shorter spear with a tri-tip, and after I'm done shooting, when I'm just swimming around free-flowing, I basically try to slide my left hand down the spear and cover the tip so that no one will accidentally bump into the tip of my spear.
So you don't stab me.
Exactly.
Right.
Because let's face it, you don't know where you're at in the water sometimes.
That's not true, but I don't want to be stabbed. I know that much, for sure.
However, this particular time, I missed a small one, which sometimes they're hard with the larger tip. And just in normal fashion, I slid my hand right down the spear and got ready to move up on the next one. And as I slid it down there, I did not see that I had torn one of the stingers.
Spines, it got you. So basically, the scorecard is Scuba Cowboy 50, Lionfish 1/2. We'll give them a half.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Listen to this.
Don't buy me no bow tie like you bought me last year. I don't want no sweet cologne or hairbrush for my hair. Don't go fill my stocking sugar cane and gum. All I want for Christmas is a big bottle of rum.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Christmas in Curacao continues at the last stop of our diving tour. We got a few more events that we're going to attend, but this is going to be the last dive. Report, at least, of what we have from Curacao. And I've got to say, it's just been spectacular. And, of course, I'm not going to say your name right, so I want you to say it. What is your name?
Karemi.
Karemi. Yeah, like Amy with a Kara on the beginning of it. I'm going to go with that. From Coral Divers. And, of course, we saved the best for last because Karemi just took us out to their, I guess this is your, well, it's not really your house reef because we actually took a boat. We started the week with a boat dive. We ended our week in Curacao with a boat dive. And we went out to Seldom Reef, which is a place you seldom go. Right, Karemi?
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. We can actually only go to Seldom Reef when the sea is flat enough. So, yeah, seldomly we dive there, but when we do, it's really beautiful. You can see it, as you've seen today, the reef is very untouched and healthy since there's not many diving going on, and also because of the corner where it is situated.
Yes, it's a short boat ride, but of course the conditions have to be right with the weather and the wind and stuff to get the boat out there to this particular site. And they drift, so they drop you off on one side of the reef and you swim out to the wall and just kind of drift down with the current, and it's nice and relaxing. The coral, just spectacular. I mean, it's vibrant, it's colorful, the critters are all there. Was that pretty much an atypical dive for Seldom Reef, would you say, or what?
Yes, definitely. So the reef, that's obviously always there. And like I said, it's a healthy reef with a big mixture of different corals, lots of creatures as well. And it's also a dive where we quite often see some bigger stuff passing by, like today, like a big tarpon, right. Some big barracudas. So that is a nice dive site to have a bit of everything. And that is a typical dive like we had today. A nice slow drift, no strong currents, but there's always a bit of a current. So we can just easily drift.
Just go with the flow. I mean, you don't have to expend much energy to enjoy the sight. Just kick back, relax. Just an easy dive for sure. Mermaid Tiffany definitely has become, I don't know, the octopus whisperer, because she found an octopus on this dive too. She did the other day as well. What are you looking at me like that? Are you like one with the octopus or what?
No, I'm just shocked that it's actually a nice nickname.
The octopus whisperer?
Compared to the other nicknames you've given me in the past, yes.
Well, okay. So this probably won't stick, just because you reminded me of the other names that we have for her. Right, pup?
I don't even know what to say.
Yes, neither do I.
Next time I just won't point it out to you.
No, come on. That was nice. That was very nice. Maybe the octopus have a thing for mermaids here in Curacao, you think?
I guess they could, yes. And then they see you and then they run.
Well, this one actually, we're diving in the middle of the day. Usually the octopus are holed up in their holes or something, on a dive. When it's daylight, you don't usually see them out and about on the reef until it's nighttime. So, it's kind of rare to see them out in the open during the day. So to see one out crawling around and all that kind of stuff was kind of nice, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. I looked over. It looked like a balloon in the water. I was like, wait.
Yeah, he spread out. He was like, I don't know, peacocking. He was peacocking, wasn't he?
Yeah.
For the camera. So I got some great footage of this octopus. It was pretty spectacular. Now, Coral Divers is the dive operation here at, the name of this whole resort we're at is what, Karimi?
It's called Coral Estate.
Coral Estate.
Yeah. And it has different parts, so it's like we said, it's a large resort. There's different types of accommodations, from large villas to studios, apartments. So the whole place together is called Coral Estate.
Yeah, and it's real nice. I mean, we're hanging out at the restaurant after our day of diving with them out on Seldom Reef, and it overlooks the sea. I mean, it's very picturesque. I mean, the accommodations are real nice. They got one bedroom studios upwards to like, what, 2 and 3 bedroom estate houses that you can rent out or whatever, or even buy. I guess they sell them too. But it's a really nice layout, and everybody's just kind of kicking back, laying out, and just having fun. And then you have your house reef here too that you've adopted like the other dive operators, I assume.
Yeah, that's correct. So we have right here in front of us where we're looking at, it's called Reef Sainte-Marie, which is our house reef. And yes, we've adopted this as well. Actually, this afternoon is our monthly cleanup. And it's also a very healthy reef. It's also quite steep, like the reef where we were, and a nice mixture of different corals, and actually quite some night creatures. So we have lots of night diving here as well, because we have like crabs, lobsters, octopus as well.
Well, yeah, if you're seeing all that stuff during the day, I can only imagine it's 10 times, 20 times at night. And, you know, the diving's easy. And so for night diving, that's going to give us a reason to come back and do some night dives here in Curacao for sure. So you have that. You're doing your cleanup dive, you say, today, this afternoon, huh?
Correct.
So they work with Patty, Project Aware. So all the dive operators we've been talking to the last week and a half here on Scuba Radio, they each have adopted their house reef, the reef right in front of their dive operation, and they promise to conduct a reef cleanup once a month. And then they report what they found or something. They, like, measure the garbage or whatever they pull out of the ocean, and then they report that to Project Aware, and that gives them some data to work with how things are progressing over an extended period of time. It's good work, right?
It's very good work indeed, yes. And also the collecting of the data, as you mentioned, is a very important part of it, so that Project Aware can collect all the data, which they do all over the world, for their own database and research. So, yeah, I think it's a very good thing, and I'm happy that with many dive operators, we've done this initiative on Curaçao.
Very nice. Now, Coral Divers has their boat, so they got a boat, and they do a lot of shore diving here, right here at the House Reef. And I guess you take them wherever people want to go, too. If they want to dive around the island and do some other shore dives, you take them there as well?
We could, but mostly since...
You don't need to. They got everything they want right here, I guess. Is that what you're going to say?
That's a little bit the thing, because we are based more towards the western side of the island, and there's so many dive sites here that typically we don't have to go even more than 15 or 20 minutes to find like several beautiful dive sites. So when we have people that want to dive with us for a whole week, we can easily pick different dive sites every day. There's just so much to choose from. And we typically go to dive sites that you cannot reach from shore or that are very hard to reach from shore. So that gives a big variation. So people that want to go shore diving for a couple of days, they have a guarantee that with our boat, they go definitely to other dive sites because they could not reach those from shore by themselves.
Got it. Now, you ended up here in Curacao, like everybody else I've talked to who came here on holiday or been working a while and decided, you know, I grew up in Holland, then I went around, traveled around, then I came to Curacao, and I was like, I don't think I want to leave. It was one of those kind of things, and it just led to one step to another. Next thing you know, you're running a dive operation here on the island, or what?
Well, the last part is definitely true. That just kind of happened. No, I didn't come here for a holiday. I did came here specifically for a job as a dive instructor, actually. And yeah, that one thing led to another one, and now I'm partly owner of this dive business. So.
Yeah, see, and you've been doing this for... This is a relatively new dive operation on the island, right? In the last year or so?
Correct, yeah. We opened the 1st of January this year, so we are almost reaching our one-year celebration, actually.
Very good. And it's coraldivers.com, or what is it? Coral Divers Curacao?
Yeah, coraldiverscurasao.com.
Very good. So what do you like seeing when you're out here? What's your favorite type of dive when we're diving with, taking people in the water? Is it a night dive? Is it that drift dive we did, the Seldom dive site? Because you seem pretty giddy when we were talking about going to there. We get to go to my favorite spot. I love this. Which, you know, obviously we love that too. But what do you think?
Yes, I do love Seldon Reef. I generally like easy drift diving. And I always like to have a chance to see some bigger stuff passing by, like today, like the tarpons or the barracudas. Sometimes we're lucky enough to see like a nice spotted eagle ray. And a few times a year, we might get lucky for a manta ray. So I like the big pelagic stuff for sure.
You just never know, especially if you got a current in the drift diving you have on this side of the island, which we're kind of on the west side of Curaçao right now. That kind of has a tendency to flush in more unexpected things, whether it's nutrients, which bring in the bigger critters. Is that a possibility, or that might be a rhyme, a reason to why that happens?
For sure, the healthy reefs on this side of the island, I think, have to do with that. So we got really one side of the island. It has to do with the wind direction. So the northern side of the island is what we call the rough side. So not much diving going on there. It's all rocks and good for surfing, for example. And then this side is the lee side, let's say, out of the wind. So I guess that has to do with it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You got another reason to come back as well as we do, because we did not spend enough time here with Coral Divers in Curaçao. All right, coraldiverscurasao.com. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It's Christmas in Curaçao.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curaçao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curaçao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curaçao.com for more info. That's Curaçao.com. Curaçao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
Well, you already are. So you've taken the first step. The rest is to give the gift of scuba, or better yet, give the gift of a trip to Curacao, because we've been spending Christmas in Curacao here and having just a blast. You heard about Cinderclaws. You heard about Santa Claus. You heard about the diving that is spectacular, the people, the topside distractions you have to occupy the time during your surface interval. It just doesn't get any better. Now, we're going to wrap up our coverage of Curacao and just do a little intimate segment here with myself, the scuba cowboy and mermaid Tiffany. Pup, did I say it all, or would you like to add a little bit about what you encountered here in Curacao?
Well, as you said, you pretty much covered the bases. The people is really what makes the difference. All the topside activities. Last night, we got to experience Woodstock again, for gosh sakes.
That's right. At the end of our little tour with the dive operators, they said, okay, look, the last night here on the island, we're going to all meet out at Woodstock. Now, I thought that was just some kind of thing they called this musical event. They said there was going to be a couple stages, local bands were going to play. I didn't realize it actually was a Woodstock themed event. Everybody was dressed in bell bottoms and psychedelic clothes, and there was all kinds of crazy stuff going on, right?
It was wonderful. Yeah, I wasn't expecting quite that much of a hoopla as well, but God, what a lot of fun. And apparently it's an annual event, and we just happened to strike gold by being here during that week. They even asked me to get up on the stage and play. I had a blast doing that. What an awesome crowd. What a bunch of wonderful people. It was just a great cap to put on this trip, you know.
Yeah. And by the way, the bands were really good. Yeah, I mean, they had some guys dressed up like the Blues Brothers doing a thing. They had some dance bands. Then they had a jam at the end with one of the dive masters. I think he's a dive instructor at the Scuba Lodge, right? Was his name? Was that Peter playing the bass on that band? I forget which one.
I don't remember his name, but
dive master with the crazy mustache.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Actually, I think he's with Ocean Encounters.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's with Ocean Encounters, and he said, "Hey, oh yeah, we got to bring you guys up on stage." And so, you know, I said, "No, I've had too many." But Pup had his guitar, and he brought it up there, and they played like three of the Scuba Cowboy songs, and just jammed the night away. I mean, it was the perfect cap to a wonderful adventure here in Curacao. Tiffany, what do you think? What was your most memorable moment? Was it that dolphin thing?
Oh, of course.
She's like a broken record.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it is. That's all you got to say. I mean, other than, hey, it's the dolphins. What do you want? Well, what more can you ask for Christmas?
You guys pretty much summed everything up. I don't want to go. Hence why I'm still packing at the last little bit of our time here, because I'm hoping I can stall a little bit more. And
yeah, she's been dragging. I say, hey, look, we got a show to do. Let's record the show, and then you can get back to your packing. And she's just like moving at a snail's pace. She figures if she waits long enough, she'll miss the flight and won't have to leave. And you have no problem leaving her, Pup, or what do you think?
I was thinking about staying with her, actually.
Okay.
Just loved it so much here. And actually, I think what you said is you didn't want to get up on stage last night because you were afraid you would be mauled. You have so many fans here. Of course, your celebrity.
Yes, we'll go with that story. Yeah, the Pilar might have had something to do with that mindset as well. But you know what? It was the end of the week party, the end of the dive adventure thing. I couldn't think of a better way to wrap it up with our friends. I mean, I got to say that all the dive operators here are working together with the Curacao Dive Task Force, and we bounced around quite a bit, and they're really putting a concerted effort to let everybody know what they have here in Curacao, and they were nice enough to bring us out here to help facilitate that process, and I think we are going to be looking at coming back here in a few months. Your game. You're up for that, right?
I certainly hope so, and yes, they really rolled out the red carpet for us, and it just felt like we were just one of the gang right from day one, and everyone treated us well, and we had an absolutely fantastic time on every possible level.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, they didn't really roll out the red carpet for us. They just treated us like everybody else that comes dives with them on any given day. So, you know, we just happened to have the luxury to bounce to each operator. I mean, I don't know, we did like seven or eight operators here in a week. So we dove with each different place to kind of see what they had to offer, dive their house reef, see a little, get a little taste of what that particular operation offers. And you're going to get the same treatment as we did. We didn't get anything necessarily special because they seemed to treat everybody very openly, very friendly, and just kind of as part of the family. I love it.
That is a better way of saying it, yes. And that's exactly what I was trying to convey, is that really I felt like family with everybody.
Yeah, with everybody. And we're kind of like our own little scuba radio family, are we not, Tiff?
Yeah, and I think you're the grandpa.
Okay, that's enough out of her. Can we send her to her room or something, Pup? What can we do?
I think she wants you to send her to her room and lock her in there so she doesn't have to go. Tiffany usually has this issue on leaving day.
Yeah, she's a, you know, and there's a slight overcast. There might be a little drizzle, as we've been told many times before when we visit a cool Caribbean island. It just means, you know, the angels are crying because we are leaving, right?
That's exactly what it is. Tiffany kind of goes into an anti-tropical depression.
Yeah.
We're leaving the tropics.
Is that true? Is that what's kind of setting in on you, Tiff?
Oh, yeah. No, Dad knows that because he's wanted to make sure that he got everything that he needed for me before we started, because I get kind of cranky.
Cranky, yes. And that's the, you know, that's the point in time where we part ways. And I send her away. And then when she gets happy again, then we bring her along for another adventure.
Well, it makes sense. We are taking the mermaid away from the water. So.
True. We'll get her back in the water soon. But look, that's going to wrap up our coverage from Curaçao for Christmas. And it was a blast. But we're back in the studio, you know, talking about giving the gift of scuba and more next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.